Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Good night, my sweet children.
And guess what, Syf?
What's up?
Today's episode of the Juan Epstein Podcast brought to you by our good friends at SeatGeek. There's a new way to get seats, Syf.
What do you mean? Seats for what?
Events. What event do you want to go to?
Yeah.
Anything.
Lots of events I go to.
Well, we'll get into it more later, but shout out to SeatGeek, the reason we're here today.
SeatGeek. Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Hey, welcome back to America.
Thank you. I was across the pond, yeah?
So what happened? That came up last minute. I didn't know anything about it. And then I see you're like, VIP, Prince Harry. I was like, whoa, what the hell is going on here?
Hold on, I'm eating.
Yeah, well, I know. We'll finish your lunch. Take your time. You want us to sit here and just listen to you chew?
No, I'm ready. You know that group Nico and Vins?
Yeah, of course.
Cool guys, man.
Really nice guys.
Last minute, they needed a DJ, and also somebody had asked them for a DJ to DJ part of this charity event for Prince Harry at Kensington Palace in London.
Okay.
Yeah, crazy.
So do you know them well, or it came through
so
Rock?
No. Their manager is like used to be my partner Jamal's, like almost like his intern. And he got them a job with this company, and then he moved up in the ranks, and now he's like his big time manager. Shout out to Big John.
Is he British?
No,
just a dude
from Jersey.
Okay, and he manages Nico and Vince.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they still popping, huh?
Worldwide, yeah, it's crazy. Shows are crazy.
Really? So, yeah. Am I Wrong was just the beginning for them out there. Well, not even quite the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know the sequence of events, but like they could walk around the States and not. They get noticed a little bit, but overseas is crazy.
So funny. For some reason, they came up recently. Hip Hop Mike is dating some new girl, and she was in the car, and she was playing some random song, and Alexa was like, what's this? And she was like, Nico and Vins. And Alexa was like, oh, yeah, they used to be like some other whack group, and it didn't work, so they changed their name. And I was like, what are you talking about?
That's not
and
nice.
Why do you know that? Yeah. Well, I was more just impressed. I was amazed. She was like,
why is she so mean?
I know.
Oh, she's your wife.
Would you be in a good mean? A good mood? No, but she was like, I forget what her angle was. Because I thought the same thing. I was like, why are you hitting on Nico and Vince? They're good. They're a nice little group. I mean, it's not necessarily my cup of tea every day. I don't know. But they're fine. They're nice. And she was like, no, I'm just saying they used to be another group. They wasn't working. And they changed their name. And I was like, you are making this up out of your ass. And I looked it up. And she was right.
And that's a smart thing to do. You should congratulate them for going,
well, I made
hey,
her,
this ain't working out. Let's change it.
I made her write a letter and apologize for even having the thought. Hold on. Before we get back to your Prince Harry story, while you're chewing anyway, because you couldn't possibly tell a story right now, because literally your gullet is just filled with dead animals. But I like that even when you're not telling a story, you're chewing loud enough that I can still pick it up on mic.
Sorry.
You have an off button.
Oh.
All right, there you go. So here you go. By the way, congratulations. You've now heard the influence of Stretch and Bob on radio. I'm just kidding. Stretch and Bob, you're amazing. There's lots of influence there otherwise. Although, wasn't that crazy? I know we're like completely, we are on totally good terms now. I consider myself friendly with Combat Jack. But when we were randomly doing the live thing that no one got to hear because the audio never came out for some reason, he was telling us about how he used to fill out the podcast. And he was like, I don't know, I get it, you know? I mean, people like Juan Epstein. If they like, you know, if they're in the mood for like, you know, crappy amateur college sounding radio. And I remember thinking like, wait a second. First of all, ouch. Second of all, isn't that what Stretch and Bob was too, completely?
Yeah.
I mean, amateur bullshit. It was just great. I actually think that we are similar in that sense. I mean, totally different. We don't play music, but I think the same vibe it gives people.
Absolutely.
Is there stupidity to that? Yeah, of course there is. This is my favorite thing my wife has probably ever done on Snapchat. She's been getting good about me randomly Snapchatting her and her saying things that I just find incredibly amusing.
Mm-hmm.
This is my wife. Here, I'll let you actually watch it so you can hold it up to your microphone. This
okay.
is my wife on Snapchat yesterday.
All right.
This is being married, guys.
Fashion show. Fashion show. Fashion show at
I'm
lunch.
I'm getting my period. Leave me alone.
You want that on Snapchat?
Look at shit.
I love it on all counts. Number one, a woman just yelling, I'm getting my period, leave me alone. That's real love, guys. And followed up by the, I don't give a shit. So, okay, so you what was it like going to the palace?
It was cool. Like, you know, we went early in the day for sound check.
How much security did you have to deal with?
It wasn't as much as I thought.
Like, it wasn't worse than going to the White House or...
Not really. Like, it was levels of security, but it wasn't like...
You took everything out of your pocket, metal detector?
No. No metal detectors.
I mean, there's no guns really there either, although someone was just killed. A politician was just killed in England.
Really?
Yeah, before Brexit.
Yeah. So we went through the back gate, and then we go up to, you know, through the garden and go to this house. I guess it's like the servants' quarters or something. And we met Joss Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Coldplay was in there.
Okay.
And then
did you meet Coldplay?
Briefly.
Like, hello?
Yeah, briefly. And then there was some kids from Africa. The whole charity was like some African thing. Oh,
that's so The Office. That's so David Brent. They're always talking about saving Africans.
Yeah, it's some African.
Why? England loves saving Africans.
Love it. So then, I forgot the name of the country. I think it begins with an L, but it's like...
Liberia.
It's this tiny country in the middle of South Africa. Lesotho or...
I've been to South Africa. I don't know what that is.
I feel embarrassed now. But anyway.
Wow.
So anyway, this is tiny mountain kingdom, as he called it. So after we perform, I'm jumping around. So we go do sound check. We go through. There's all these like hot British girls telling us where to go and stuff.
Really?
Accent makes them hotter.
Of course. They may be average, but a 5 becomes an 8 with the accent.
Yeah, with that accent.
No, I couldn't agree with you more.
And then we go do a sound check real quick. They don't have all the stuff we need. I've improvised, whatever, make it happen.
Oh, guess why you improvise?
Why?
Because you're an improviser.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
And then that's it. Then we go back to the room, chill, change up, then we go do this show.
And?
It was great. It was like...
What about Harry?
Oh, yeah. So Harry was... he walked by. He said, what's up? It wasn't like...
Did you shake his hand?
No.
So he like nodded?
Yeah, it was like to the room. And then he was, like, outside. That part when he came around, like, things tensed up a little bit.
Like, you knew he was walking by.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, hold on, VIP, you know, and everybody had to, like, kind of stop where they were. And then he went by. And then, so we do the show, 3 songs, quick.
Okay.
Well, we open up the show.
You play their songs?
Yeah.
And then what do you have to do?
And then hype up the crowd and, you know, just play a little bit. Like,
how long you play for?
Not long.
How was the check?
Oh, no check. Charity.
Flight.
Yeah, oh yeah, everything taken care of.
But it was like, hey, you just want to do
it for... I mean, I got a little bit of money from Nico and Vins.
Got it.
But not, you know, the event was everybody
was for charity.
Free, yeah.
Got it.
But everything was taken care of. And then we literally stayed like a block from the palace. We just walked over there.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
And how long were you there for?
We got there Monday. We left Wednesday morning.
That's nice. You got a little bit of time. You got to see some people, right?
I did my fucking thing. I went all around. I went to all these studios. I got mad beats. Listening to mad records, all these kids out there. I was with Caroline, killing it. She got this. Oh, can't say what it is, but
project.
Yeah, she had a project.
So she let you hear the project. Did she let you hear it?
A little bit, yeah.
How'd it sound?
Dope.
And who do you get to meet? Any big up and comers that were out there?
Yeah, seemed like it. This kid, AJ Tiffany.
I don't know.
When we were walking over to Nando's, all the girls were stopping him.
You had to go to Nando's, huh?
Not Tiffany. What did I say? Tiffany?
AJ Tiffany.
AJ Tracy.
Some girl's name. AJ followed by a girl's name. You don't care
who
it
is. I don't know if you should.
Well,
it's
not
nice.
What, saying it's a girl's name?
Yeah.
Well, the whole name isn't a girl's name, but with just the solo, it's a name that could be a girl's name.
Yeah, AJ Tracy.
AJ Tracy. How was Nando's? Overrated as ever?
I like Nando's.
I know you do. It's overrated. I mean, I know. Don't
Why
get
Why is it overrated?
It just here's the thing, guys, and I want to be.
It's overhyped, you mean?
Yes. Like, here's the thing.
It's overhyped,
right?
But it's good.
It's good. Listen, okay. Can we just be fair about this? And you know that I love the UK also, right? I love it. Can we just agree though that the fact that Nando's is treated as highly as it is a testament to that the things that are said about food in the UK is somewhat true. If the most hyped up spot is like. It's just chicken. It's not even fried chicken.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
Roasted chicken with some good sauce.
Yeah. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, but
if your mom brought it home, you go, okay.
Yeah, I get it. But
I'm not counting down.
I don't go with hype. I don't. When people start hyping shit, I might go somewhere and taste food and see if I like it or not. Like, it's not. I don't go with hype.
Well, but you still were part of the hype machine, because I think the first place I ever even heard about it was you doing impressions of people like, yeah, I want to go to Nando's, yeah?
Yeah, it's funny to say.
But even that comes off the fact that the reason people said that so much is because it was kind of hyped. Maybe not by you.
It's definitely hyped.
People are always like, yeah, you got to go to
Nando's.
But
it's hyped by us, not by people out there.
Oh, no, people there love it too. I've had this argument with them. I pull people aside, I'm like, I want you to know, what do you think of Nando's? And they're like, oh, Nando's is great. And I'm like, you know, it's not that great.
Yeah, but think about what their norm is.
Eating
dried chicken and potatoes.
I guess so. But that's the thing. Like, I know, I don't like believing stereotypes about places, right? Like, for example, if someone's like, what is everyone's teeth like in London? I'm like, I've never noticed that people have bad teeth, which is true. I haven't ever in my experience noticed that. However, the food one, it's not great option-wise. Like, no one is psyched to take you anywhere. No one's like, yo, we gotta go have this spot right now. It's so good.
Yeah, here, if you food can, culture, maybe?
No. Here, if you
can... There's good restaurants, though.
I'm sure you can find good restaurants here and there, right?
There's always ethnic food, though.
Always ethnic, from people who've moved there, for sure.
Yeah. And even, like, Italian is ethnic. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like... I've never been to, like, an English restaurant.
No. Well, I don't even know what that would be.
Fish and chips.
Right. A little shitty fish and chip spot. Which might be good.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying, when I get there, if someone came to visit me here, and they were like, I'm like, oh, I have an off night tonight. I'm like, all right, where do you want to eat?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what kind of food are you in the mood for? I'm going to take you someplace good.
That's more of a thing here, I guess.
There, it's like.
Cultural thing.
They're like, oh, we have the best restaurant. Really, what is it? Chicken. And what else? It's got, like, a pretty good sauce. Okay. What else? Yeah, I don't know. French fries? What are the sides that Nando's? Their sides are okay. It's really just chicken. Or they have another thing. They'll take the chicken, and they'll put it on a piece of bread. So you can have the same chicken, but it's on bread. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, they had it backstage last year at Wireless. They were like, big deal, guys. Wireless this year. A sponsor is Nando's. So backstage, free Nando's. It was jamming back there. People were excited. By the way, fuck Wireless. I'm not going this year.
What is Wireless again?
Huge festival.
Yeah.
I did it last year. Uh-huh. I like talking about this stuff because we're so transparent about our career stuff. So I did it last year.
What'd you do? What do you mean you
did it? I hosted a stage for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, I did interviews for them for their video.
That's
their,
dope.
Right? Okay. The deal I got was shit.
Is the English? Is the English one up tonight?
Yeah. Today? Well, I guess so. I mean, you were just in England for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
So we ended up. I did it, even though the offer was shit. Meaning, and by that I mean, only enough money to like pay for my hotel room and like, it was shit. It worked out well because Alexa and I were at Paris at the same time, so we took the train over there and that was it. So I ended up not losing money. But if I had been coming from the States, I would have lost money.
Wow, it was like an all-in deal?
Yes, they only, as far as I know, even with real artists, they only do all-in for Wireless.
Okay.
So they were like, do it this year and, you know, build the relationship and next year it'll be good. And I'm like, okay. I met with the guy from fucking, what's the huge company that promotes concerts?
Live Nation?
Met with the guy from Live Nation.
Oh, that was real?
Yeah.
Oh.
The British dude, built with him. Boom. Nice. Did it. Okay. I killed it. They're trying to get interviews done backstage. They don't even have a YouTube. Their YouTube channel is like 500 subscribers, even though it's this huge festival. So I go get Kendrick. Myself. Get them an interview with Kendrick. He didn't do any press when he was there. I got to sit down with Kendrick. The video got like a couple 100,000 views on their channel that has no anything. So I'm like, man, I did the intros. I interviewed all the British artists too. Got all kinds of shit. And then, of course, during the course of the year, the guy from Live Nation, who was the boss guy we dealt with, leaves Live Nation or gets fired, whatever, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the other woman who I dealt with like day to day has a new job there. So come back around, and my agent, you know, tried valiantly, but I ended up saying no. I rarely say no also, especially the stuff I want to do. But their offer was so bad that like I'm literally like, I don't even know if I could afford a hotel room the nights on there. It's just like it's – and not only that, I was like, what do they want me to do? Host a stage, DJ in a VIP area, and do video content. I was like, okay. I realized that it's a fine line we have to draw, right? I think that you go through the same thing of like, want to be hungry still, definitely. Don't want to be – if you act like an utter schmuck who will do anything, then that's who you are.
Yeah.
Right? So like your willingness to do shit in the comedy world is different than your willingness to do shit at a music festival.
Yeah.
Because – you've proven less in the comedy world than you have in the music business. Yeah. Anyway, so I was disappointed that I'm not going. So I guess I'm going to plan another trip to London soon. I'd like to because I haven't. I went like 3 times in 3 months, and now I haven't been in like the last year.
Let's go. Let's do a one up.
Everyone's doing podcasts over there, by the way. Everyone's doing live podcasts there. Apparently, there's a clamor for everyone to do live podcasts in London, except for your good old friends, the hip hop originators, Juan Epstein.
Mm.
So yeah, we should do a live one up in London.
Yeah.
With who?
What do you mean with who?
With a guest? I mean, I don't care. We don't need to have a guest as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, we could bring some hot British bitches on stage.
We could do that too.
So reach out and book us to come out there for a live one up. And aren't you glad we're back on iTunes?
Yeah, what's the deal?
We're back.
Okay, good.
We're back and we're working with a new company that I'm haven't had like the sit down with, but they want to like pitch us on using all their stuff, which would be like they secure us and they upload for us and
nice.
Have a, like so I'm going to talk to them and I so
blessing
far,
in disguise.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, they were able to save us and get us back. I got a lot of feedback over the last week about Tony Sunshine, Vic Mensa, all the ones
even,
that went up.
Mr. Fab.
Mr. Fab, because people just got that one.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, all the ones we put out already that were kind of missing hit all at once.
Right. I figured that would be nice for the people who had stuck around through the bullshit.
Yeah,
And the bullshit podcast rankings world, you know, because bullshit, we were back.
Oh, we were back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We have Avenger. We're up to, like, 5 in music again.
Why? Because it...
I guess because
we went away for a second and came back.
Because all of a sudden the activity was low and then the activity was high. I don't know. You know why? Because it's bullshit. And I don't mean to make anyone feel bad. Because everyone should be happy about getting their shit off and having a movement. But you can't overlive in it because then you have moments like that when I'm like, I know our listenership is not currently as high as it's ever been. We definitely took an L in some ways recently. Yeah. But it'll make you feel as if you're popping.
I don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going to get tweets. Sorry. So let me just say, I'm a Drink Champs fan. So that is not diss to Nori.
You listen to it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't listen to any podcast super regularly anymore. I'm just too busy. But yeah, when I've listened to it, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Nori. I'm just mad I didn't produce it myself, that we didn't think of, like, let's spawn Nori's podcast.
How would you think of that?
Because sitting, when he comes.
1,000 people you could think of to do
but
that.
But he's done our podcast like 3 times, and he's always entertaining.
Okay.
I don't know. Why didn't we think? If we'd started thinking about this 5 years ago, we could have thought, you know what? Even though we're losers who never made good money off our podcast, if we started other people's podcasts, we could probably make some money.
Yeah. It's not a dream of mine.
No. It's not?
No.
Starting a like podcast hub in which you get a small percentage of other people's podcasts. That wasn't, are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right. Well, suit yourself, I guess, if that's not a dream of yours. I got to show you something, by the way, that I only feel comfortable showing you, and I won't be able to repeat to the audience what this is.
Is it a pair of breasts?
No, but it's admitted. Hannibal Buress is. We agree now. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Right? Friend of the podcast. Yesterday, I was like, yo, you need to come to my Peter Palooza in New York. And he was like, when is that? And I'm like, 8-4. Which, by the way, it's going to be. I haven't announced yet, but it's going to be 8-4. Okay. DC Peter Palooza, officially already announced.
Yeah.
I hadn't talked to you yet about it, if you actually want to do that.
Yeah.
You want to come play a set?
When?
It's July 24th. It's a Sunday.
I mean, if you want me to turn that shit upside down,
I will. I don't know if I have money for you to turn it upside down, but I would love.
Here we go,
Jews.
Here we go, Jews. I was gonna say festival promoters.
Right to the Jews. So I said 8-4. He goes, if I'm in town, I'll fall through. I wrote, you're such a rapper. Just he said, if I'm in town, I'll fall through. He wrote, sorry that I travel for money and don't have a radio gig that allows for stable friendships and relationships.
Yeah.
Touché. And then out of nowhere, he sends me the following picture of a text message and wrote, why'd this person use this emoji? She's white. That's not the point, is the emoji, in my opinion. He's making a point about the emoji.
Okay.
The laughter that I want to gain from you is just for the text message that he copied and pasted and sent to me.
Okay, so
don't read it. No, okay. Just read it.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's a very aggressive text message, and I was like, "Oh, well, okay then."
So that's shout out, strange. Is that an adjective? A verb?
Do you mean the emoji?
No, not the one. This one.
I have to search for it again. Hold on.
Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, the G word?
Yeah.
Jiggling?
Oh, jiggling.
Oh, I think it's bad spelling.
Oh, I thought it was giggling.
No, I think it's jiggling. That's exactly it. I was like, whoa. I'm pretty sure that's what's meant there. Anyways, we'll talk to Hannibal about that when we see him.
Jiggling, baby.
Hey, you know what I got to say? Rest in peace.
Yo, your ADD is crazy today.
Hold on. What was the phrase I kept saying the other day? By the way. By the way.
Sorry, I didn't mean to mess up your rest in peace. Go ahead.
Rest in peace to Prince B from...
PM Dawn.
From PM Dawn.
Yeah.
We should invite Rick DiPietro in here. Former New York Islander, Rick DiPietro. Say that guy right there in the blue shirt.
Yeah.
Looking like just a white dork.
Yeah.
A... His career with bitches, I think, is incredible. Okay. Number one overall draft pick in the NHL draft at some point.
Okay.
And he's currently still getting paid by the Islanders. I'll tell him to come in here next time. Hold on.
Hey, Gigi. Hey, Rick. Next time you have a break, come in and say hello.
Oh, a little Rick DiPietro podcast appearance. Okay. He got injured, so he's no longer on the Islanders.
Uh-huh.
But he's paid millions of dollars by them.
Nice.
He does the radio job for fun. Because he just makes millions. No, yeah. To do nothing, Sife.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Wouldn't you? I mean, it's good because you can still go do other things.
Yeah, I would love that.
Wouldn't you love if, like, for example, what's something that you once did a lot? Like, Fat Beats.
Uh-huh.
They were like, yo, we love how you swept up the store and would stand at the cash register and talk to people. You were so good at it. You would stock records, like, with the best of them. We're just going to give, you know, we know it's not working out because you injured yourself and you can't do it anymore. But, you know... $5 million a year. Just do your thing.
That's great.
But I figure he just has great stories because he always busts my balls. Our relationship is him making fun of me, which I'm sure he'll do when he shows up here. But I always do think he's very interesting because you know what I mean? I don't know many other people in my life that I've met who are the number one overall draft pick in a sport, which, Sife, I know you don't understand what I mean.
Like how long ago? 5 years ago?
No, more like 10, 12 years ago. Won an Olympic gold medal. Among other things that I have not done. So, Sife, besides Prince Harry this week, oh, and my shout out got interrupted.
Yeah, rest in peace. Oh, rest in peace to.
I didn't even finish. Did I even finish who it was? It was Prince B.
PM Dunn.
I know, but underrated. Oh. A little underrated. I know it wasn't my cup of tea, okay? It wasn't.
I mean, I don't want to disrespect the dead, but what?
Well, two things. Let me just say two things.
Okay.
The song I Die Without You is amazing. It's an amazing love song. I love it. Love, love that song. Number two, let's just be real about how much of hip hop today sounds like PM Dunn.
I guess. No.
Yep.
Whatever.
I mean, singy, songy, rappy, singy, R&B,
that's always
rap.
Been.
Really? What? What else?
Yes, it's always been around.
Pre-PM Dawn.
Ja Rule.
That's not pre-PM Dawn.
Oh, pre-PM Dawn.
No, I'm saying that they're the originator. Oh. That's why KRS basically threw him off the stage, because it was the epitome of softness.
Singing?
Yeah, it was like, I'm going to just make it. It's like kind of rappy beats, but this is my way of rapping now. I'm kind of singing when I want to. Like, that's basically what they were doing.
Your theories on hip-hop are so
on
mind-boggling
point?
To me.
You don't think that Drake is related to PM Dawn?
No.
In no way?
No.
You're wrong.
No way.
You are wrong.
No way.
You want me to play them next? I'm going to find a good comparison. I'm going to send it to you later. Of a Drake song next to a PM Dawn song.
But somebody singing over music? Yeah. You ever heard of R&B?
What's that? It's still different, though. They were considered a rap act at the time.
I guess.
Because they rapped on Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. Not on the chorus, but on like the verses are a rap. Okay. Yo, I just don't even like the whole way you're disrespecting Prince B right now. Like, this is so... Yo, just because he's gone doesn't mean he doesn't have soldiers out in these streets that'll come for you in a fucking heartbeat.
I rest in peace. I only know one song from the guy.
You don't even know I Die Without You?
No.
Is it my turn to hold you by the hand? Tell you I love you. You don't know that song?
What about the Fugees?
After PM Dawn.
Oh, so you're saying they're originators.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're the only ones in history. I'm just saying...
I don't know how you're getting to Drake. I think I heard you say this on Instagram or something like...
I think the point of that was just that, like, you know, it may be a little bit just more of a poking fun. Like, Drake shit, some of Drake shit, fucking amazing. Super soft, though. And in 92, the music that ruled, let me put it this way. I heard KRS on Drink Champs, and he gave Drake a ton of props, right? Loves Drake. Things have changed. Doing similar things got PM'd on, thrown off a stage.
Okay.
Even though Drake does rap hard, I don't think it was the rapping part that got thrown off the stage. It was the singing part that got thrown off.
I think it was like the clothes, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, we were like kind of flowy gowns, I remember, or something. Or maybe like some
Do you ever read the Ghostface reviews?
No, I heard about it, though.
The Big Ghost review? Yeah. The Big Ghost review of the new Drake album? First of all, it's hilarious. Second of all, if you remove the like hyperbole and like being intentionally mean, he's actually writes, you know, they're pretty good reviews. Like what he points out as being ridiculous or good is right. It's just the way he does it is...
What's the word on Drake's album?
My word that I've observed from talking to people in the business and just fans who ask me what I like is very mixed on this Drake album. More mixed than any previously. Like, people love the songs they love, and then I think that's it. Okay. As opposed to, like, thinking all of it is, like, law.
Right.
What are your thoughts on it? You like the singles?
Yeah, I like it. I like it overall, yeah.
I love the songs he just put out. The Khaled record, I love for free.
Yeah.
And then I love the 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
I didn't hear that.
I'm a big fan of his alarm. I started calling alarm clock songs.
Yeah.
The Drake
all
alarm.
The time, sorry.
Alarm clock music.
He thinks he's Doc Brown, like trying to figure out the time.
He is Doc. He's the Doc Brown of rap. Hey, by the way, Saif, I want to take a moment. That was a real, by the way. And shout out our friends at SeatGeek.
Okay. SeatGeek.
Buying tickets online for sports, Saif. I know that's not your thing, but concerts.
Yeah.
So it's been a confusing process in this era. People don't know where they're finding the best deal.
Yeah.
They think they're getting ripped off. No. SeatGeek is different, guys. SeatGeek has come along, and what they've done is they've created an app and a website that makes it easier than ever to buy tickets. How do they do that? Is that the question you have, Saif?
Well, because they're geeks.
Thank you very much. Exactly right. What they do is... they compare everything for you, okay?
Right.
It's meant to make your life easier. So, for example, I just used SeatGeek for Kanye West tickets, okay? Because you need, you know, September 5th, September 6th, Kanye West, Madison Square Garden. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you. They search multiple ticket sites, ensuring that you get the best possible deal, okay? And here's what I love about it. Our listeners, right? You want to support WAN App?
Yeah.
Because you know we had to get through tough times. I had to pay money to get this website back off the ground.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, SeatGeek, for saving us. Our listeners, as a reward for supporting, will get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. So let's
say
you were about to buy tickets or something and you were going to go to one of the other companies or go directly to Ticketmaster or whoever. No, download the SeatGeek app right now for your iPhone or whatever phone you have. Download that SeatGeek app and go to Settings, the Settings tab, click Add a Promo Code, and use the code. What do you think?
WANEP.
That's right. Promo code WANEP, and SeatGeek will send you $20 back after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code WANEP today. Thanks, SeatGeek.
Awesome.
So, Cypher.
Yeah.
You were supposed to have a meeting with J-Lo today. You didn't have that.
No, I got moved.
You saw Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I did an event last night with Seth Rogen for his charity.
What was he like?
Super cool dude. It was for Alzheimer's awareness, something like that. I don't ever know what to call those things. Fundraisers, awareness.
Because you think it sounds like it's like in support of the disease.
Yeah.
Like they did it for Alzheimer's. And it's like, well, no, they shouldn't be rooting for Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
if you're
Alzheimer's,
rooting,
come on.
No, against
it was cool.
Alzheimer's.
It was like three comedians and then this mentalist who like does like, it's kind of like magic tricks. But
was
like,
he mental?
He mental, yeah. And then the Dan Band played.
Who's
you know,
the Dan Band?
You know that band that's in Old School and Wedding Crashers?
Yes.
Yeah, those guys. Super funny.
Was it really good? Were they good live?
Yeah, they're good. They're a good band. And then they're funny as hell. Like,
and it's all is it all
turn
changing?
Around.
Yeah. Every fucking time I need. Is that most of what they do?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like songs you know funnied up a little
bit.
Yeah. Cursing and just
And then, and I DJ'd the whole event and then hosted kind of a little bit, but like Seth Rogen was super cool. He called me because he wanted to work out this bit he was going to do in the beginning.
He called you on the phone?
He calls me, he goes, hey, what's up, this is Seth Rogen. I was like, yeah, I know. You have a distinct voice, Seth. And then he did that laugh. You know, you ever listen to him on Stern?
Yeah, of course.
That laugh, the whole night I hear that laugh throughout the whole room, like.
But you'd hear him other places. Like, he'd be out of
the... Yeah, so... So was cool.
What was the bit you worked out?
Oh, he did just... He had this little scene. He brought someone on stage, and they had, like, this argument. But I had to, like, play, like, romantic music at a certain point. I flew back. I was going to stay in London. I flew back just for that. First class, baby. First class.
That was part of... The charity paid first...
No, I upgraded.
How'd you upgrade? You paid?
I got, like, a friends and family thing that I got.
From a hookup from someone?
Yeah. So I upgrade for, like, super cheap.
For what airline? But is it, like, it's not any airline. It's a specific airline.
No, it's
airline.
Just one specific airline.
But there's someone that flies London to New York.
Huh?
They fly London to New York.
That airline?
Yeah.
Yeah, that airline goes everywhere. Mm. The reason why I like that airline is because it's based in Newark. So you can always find a flight in and out of Newark.
Does it rhyme with Schmelta?
Yeah.
Zelda?
Nah, it doesn't rhyme with Schmelta.
So, were anyone else famous at this Seth Rogen event?
Bill Murray was there.
Wow.
Michael Che, it was one of the comedians. Michelle Wolf, Gary Goldman. You ever seen Gary Goldman?
Nah.
Like Gary. Super Jew.
Okay.
But he loves hip hop. But you would love Gary Goldman.
You should, if you weren't a worthless piece of shit, you get him on the podcast sometime.
Gary Goldman?
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, you just said he's funny and he's Jewish and he likes hip hop and he's a comedian.
Oh, easy. He's nutso.
Like,
but
how
they all are.
Like, how nutso?
Like, he screamed on me one time on stage.
Why?
And lost his shit.
Why?
Because I was doing this comedy show where I play music in between, and they like me to play, like, sound effects while the comedians are on. Normally, the comedians are friends of the guys who do the show, and they all know this is going to happen. But there's occasionally...
What kind of sound effects? Give me an example.
Air horn, mostly.
Ba-ba-ba-bam!
Yeah, and a couple other little things that come up with.
Just because comedians think it's funny.
Huh?
Is it just like a goof?
Like when, and also when they tell a good joke, I hit the air horn. But some comedians are booked by the club, not these promoters. And he didn't know about the sound effects. So he told a joke and I hit the...
Oh God, this is so hard.
I hit the drum roll, like the rim shot.
No.
Yo, he lost his shit.
No.
He's like, at first I thought he was joking. He's like, a rim shot? What the fuck? Is this amateur hour? Everybody's laughing. The whole crowd's laughing.
Okay.
Laughing. And then he's like, what the fuck, man? Seriously? A fucking rim shot? And like the laughter in the audience is like, okay. really? What the fuck, man?
And are you visible?
I'm in like a dark corner. Where but was my it? Laptop screen open, there's a light on my face.
Oh, I never heard this before.
Oh, I thought I told you this. So it's at the stand. The stand. Okay. Nightclub. So he's like, really? What the fuck, man? A fucking rim shot. Like I'm a vaudeville clown. So then it's like getting like kind of awkward.
How long are we talking about? Let's be realistic. How long has he ranted about this now?
I'm going to say it went on for like 4 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 45 seconds.
No. Because his pauses were crazy. Then he goes, then I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I yell out, I'm sorry, Gary. You know, my bad, you know?
You did, just to break the awkwardness.
Yeah, and I was genuinely sorry. Like, right. I don't know that he doesn't know. That's part of the show, the sound effects. I didn't know he didn't know. That's why I'm sitting there with a laptop full of sound effects.
Right.
So I'm like, my bad, Gary, my bad.
Do you know him at this point?
Yeah, I know him well.
You already know him well?
Well. So then he goes, oh, fuck. If I was more famous, I would fucking end your career. I was like, whoa, easy, Gary. So he's
and
like.
And this is after he knows it's you.
He's like, you would never work in this town again. Oh, before he went up, he was sitting next to me. You know what I'm saying? Like in the little part. So then he gets fucked. So he's like, what the fuck, man? So I was like, all right, man. Like, let's go.
Loud,
it's enough.
Say
yeah,
loud.
Like, all right, man. All right.
Wow, you hit him with that.
Yeah.
I've seen you go to I,
man,
late.
Before. It was late. Like, already going. So then he finished. Then he just walks out.
If you were a real man, by the way, I thought you were going to tell me at that point you hit another rim shot.
No. I can't do that. So then I text him. I'm like, Gary, I apologize. Part of this show is me playing sound effects. If they didn't tell you... You know, my bad. I didn't mean to disrupt your set. And then he hit me back. He was like, I'm sorry I blacked out on you. He's like, I'm fucked up. You know, I got problems. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, we all do. We all got problems. It was so bad. Every comedian from then on.
Oh, I had to talk about it?
Like, would be like, I would play the music and they're like, shut that fucking music off, you piece of shit DJ. Everyone went up and started ragging on me. But we cool now, though.
It sounds great.
We were cool right away after that.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but he blacked out.
Oh, that's a good story. So yesterday, funny you should bring that up.
Okay.
Yesterday, I hosted an event for one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Mr. Schoolboy Quincy.
Okay.
Album out. New album alert. July 8th. Blank Face. Uh-huh. Heard the album. It's fucking great.
Okay.
Just what you would expect from Q. Syf, he has, first of all, hold on real quick, Syf.
I'm not sitting.
He has a Dog Pound record.
Okay.
Featuring the Dog Pound. Then he has a club record, Syf, which is like this up-tempo, smoothed out, crip-walking West Coast record. You're going to fucking love it. It's going to be like Power 106 nonstop. Like,
yeah.
It's just like such a great, smoothed out.
Groovy LA.
Yes.
West Coast.
Q's good at kind of coming up with these like commercially records that don't like completely and utterly compromise his brand. Like they fit in nicely. Anyways, so here's the thing about Quincy, Young Schoolboy Q. To know Q pretty well, and I think now I've interviewed him so many times in so many formats. He's done my birthday twice. Like I know Q as well as I know a lot of. Second highest percentile in terms of people that I know well, artists.
Uh-huh.
He's a dick. Like he's a funny dickhead. Like he talks shit. That's just what he does. Sarcastic, yeah. Kind of mean. But it's his way of like sitting there and talking shit is his way of showing love, right?
Okay.
For example, in an interview that we did for the morning show that comes out next week, but I'll tell you this one part, we recorded it yesterday. I was like, yo, man, you know J-Rock got a motorcycle accident, right? You remember that story? A motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
Very serious. So I was like, yo, what about the night of the accident? Talk to me about that night. It must have been weird. It was Grammy night. And everyone's there rooting for Kendrick. And then you hear J-Rock gets in this motorcycle accident. You know, what was that like? His response was, why J-Rock got in a motorcycle accident?
Oh, fuck.
It's hilarious. I mean, he does it like two. He's like, I told that fool not to get on a motorcycle. And he was all like, wop, wop, wop. And then he fucking busted his ass. He was like, I kept telling him I was to come visit and I would never go. He'd be like, yo, which hospital are you at? All right, whoop de whoop, I'm about to come through. And I just wouldn't show up. So that's who he is, yeah. Right? And I know that. So last night we're doing this listening, and it's in front of a live crowd, right?
Yeah.
And it's sort of funny because I get there and like, it's like all of, they invited like all the, I mean, Schoolboy Q. So like all the people like that I like and don't like of sort of the music media world were all there.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, oh, I kind of had a moment. This is like, I felt myself for a moment.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I never go out anymore. And I kind of like that I'm the one hosting this event that, like, everyone's at, but I'm the person they tap to actually do the event. That's kind of nice. Schoolboy Q then proceeded to call me fat on stage for the rest of the night. The highlight of which being when at one point he just goes, Rosenberg, why are you even here? Because between songs, he was just talking himself. I crossed my mind. I was like, why am I here? He really doesn't need me. Like, Dave, they hired me to do this, but he's talking himself. I guess I'm basically just a security blanket. Because, like, Q can be awkward at first, so I guess they wanted me there, but, like, he's on his own now. Yeah. He doesn't need me.
He's rolling.
So at one point between songs, he's like, Rosenberg, why are you even here? And I was like, I don't know. I'm a security blanket, I guess. They asked me, and before I can finish my sentence, he's like, yo, and you're so fat.
Damn.
I'm not offended by it, right? Like, truth, literally, he's one of a handful of people who I'm not super close with who this would say that doesn't offend me at all. Yeah. I talk about his weight nonstop. Like, yo, you were fat as fuck when you were doing lean. Like, but he's very direct. That's what he's like.
Yeah.
But you can't help but feel a little sense of awkward because it's in front of so many people.
Of course.
So even if I'm like, I was like, you know, you're one of the only people who can say that and not offend me at all. It still sounds like I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
And like, the first time he said it, it wasn't much reaction. The second time he was like, yo, and you're so fat. I could hear everyone kind of like, Oh. And I was like, oh. Well, anyways, Dave, what's the next song? Because there's no way to handle. That's like the one thing I would love to work on. Like, even though I was comfortable with it personally, I don't know how to not feel uncomfortable about the fact that other people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's no
That's
way.
A tough one to navigate
it's
through.
It's not really a way.
Dave was like, he's drunk. Don't worry about it. I was like, I don't care. He would be doing this if he was sober. That's who Q is. Anyways, I couldn't recommend the album more. It sounds fucking dope. The Alchemist shit on there is crazy. Soundwave shit's crazy. He has features from Jadakiss, which is fucked. The Jadakiss record's phenomenal. The Dog Pound shit is some up-tempo West Coast, West shit.
Did you just go West Coast?
Yeah, West, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways, I think you'll dig it. Yeah. Next week, I've been asked for us to have Laura Stiles and her co-host of her podcast, Leah, on our podcast.
Who asked?
Laura Stiles.
Okay.
You would like her promo team?
No, I thought you meant our fans were asking.
No. Laura asked if she could come on. And you know Leah? Have you met Leah from Married to the Mob?
I know Leah, yeah.
She's a fucking hoot.
We used to go to the same gym, boxing gym.
You fuck her?
No.
Okay.
She's married.
No, she's not.
To the Mob.
Hello!
Ba-dum-bum.
A Yo, rim shot! Really? Really?
A fucking rim shot!
You piece of shit! I'll kill you, you piece of shit! So I did. See the show on the screen right there?
Yeah.
That's the show I fill in on when I go to Bristol.
Okay.
When I like do national, that's the show I do.
Okay.
Makes me realize sitting from here how repug that background is.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
What is that?
Yo, listen, you gave me some shit yesterday about my schedule.
So minimal, by the way. I'm glad you care.
I'm going to black out on you one day, man.
Why? Because I do what?
You're like, yo, you know those times I tell you it's hard to... Whatever, manage your time or something. Yo, I'm trying to make money, man.
No, I know, but sometimes it's so hard because my schedule sucks too. And I'm like, when can you do? You're like, I could do Thursday at 8. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, but
okay.
Your schedule doesn't suck. Your schedule is very set.
Well, my two jobs are set.
Yeah.
But then I get the other, you remember that? I still have the other bullshit. Schoolboy Q last night. Hamptons Friday. Jersey Shore on Friday. I have a Cypher Sounds Day Friday.
What do you mean, Jersey Shore and Hamptons? How do you do that?
I'm doing a live remote from the Jersey Shore at 2-3 in the afternoon.
For what?
Here. And then I'm going to get done at 7.
And drive to the Hamptons?
No, I'm going to go stop in the city and then get a ride to the Hamptons, I hope.
Jeez.
Which hopefully won't take forever. And now, ladies and gentlemen.
That's rough.
In an effort to keep Juan Epp super random.
Okay.
Syf, this is Rick DiPietro.
Nice to meet you.
That's Syf of Sounds. Nice to meet you. Rick, grab a mic and say hello real quick if you have a minute. I already gave kind of an intro when you walked into the room to the people listening of our original hip-hop podcast, Juan Epstein, of Who You Are.
Okay.
Syf knows nothing about sports.
All good things, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I was telling him that you get paid now just to hang out, and you do the radio show for fun, basically.
That's pretty much what I'm doing, yeah.
And that's pretty good.
That's good.
I can't complain.
No.
Kind of fell into it.
Are you from Long Island?
I am not from. I'm from Boston, but I live in Long Island. Last 15 years.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Brookville.
Okay.
Are you from Long Island?
I went to high school there.
Whereabouts?
In Wantagh, Levittown.
Okay.
But then when I moved out of my mom's house, I moved to Uniondale over by the place I assume where you would play
home of the hockeys. Yep.
And that's where you play hockeys.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do the hockeys.
And that's when around...
I met a hockey player a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really? Here we go.
And he was black.
Whoa, was it P.K. Subban?
It was P.K.
Okay, by the way, I want to say something about Syf. He knows nothing about sports, but because of his life being in the hip-hop world, he meets randomly cool people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's charming that he has no idea who they are, and then sometimes I want to slap the shit out of him. How did you meet P.K. Subban?
So I was at my birthday party with Cardinal in Toronto.
You told me that. That's right. Okay.
And Dave Chappelle was there, and P.K., and I couldn't understand why there was chicks. They were like, oh, do I go with Dave Chappelle or this other black guy? And I was like, who is this guy? He's getting a lot of chicks, man. He looks like a
does
regular
PK
dude.
Does PK get a lot of chicks?
I believe he does, yeah.
That doesn't
he's
surprise.
He's pretty smooth with the ladies.
And he's just been traded, Syf.
To Nashville.
He's now moving to Nashville, so white bitches on
also,
fucking
not,
fleek.
What is it? What is this? He plays for the Montreal Canadiens?
He did. And now he's going
sorry,
to...
Sorry, you're a hockey guy.
I am, yeah.
How stupid is that name?
The Canadiens?
But it's a Montreal... It's a city.
Yep.
The Montreal... Canadian, so that's like the New York Americans?
Which was a team, actually.
It's not as creative as I'm sure you'd like, but it makes sense, I guess.
It would be the Canadian Montrealians. What? Because you're from the cat in the country.
It should
comes
be the
first.
Montreal Gorgeous Women's is what it should be because place is amazing.
Okay,
how'd you do it in your days in Montreal?
I did pretty well.
Are you open talking about your past?
Yeah.
Pre-married days?
Open book.
Your wife doesn't care.
No, she's on a Viking cruise.
My wife was on a Viking cruise, and he insisted my wife was getting fucked while
she was
on the
Viking
cruise.
What's a Viking cruise?
It's like some trip to Europe.
It's like hedonism on a boat.
According to him, it was a gangbang, but I don't think that's what it was. So what was your best city travel? Who did you have the best – what city gave you the best action?
Best city, I would say Montreal, but Montreal is more for – strip clubs. I mean, you go to Montreal, that's pretty much where you headed. You went to dinner, then you go to the strip clubs. I think, and women, gorgeous. I think Dallas was always a good city for us. Go out for lunch, kind of sit back outside, have a couple beers, look around. Dallas was a good city.
Dallas is a good sit-down outside daytime scene.
Yes, and they're all blonde. They're all smoking hot. It's very friendly.
What's what are they called? What are hockey groupies called?
Puck bunnies.
Puck bunnies.
Puck bunnies.
And I knew you'd like this. And do they exist in every city and wait for players of opposing teams? Like, is that a thing?
No, not as much in hockey. I think the NBA and NFL. Like, you go to one of those, like, if you go on a Saturday when they know that NFL teams are going to be in a city, there's actually a lobby full of women looking for football players. Basketball, yeah. Same thing. Hockey is more, I mean, baseball is probably the best. If you're a young, single baseball player, it's amazing because you're in the same city for 5 days, so most of these guys all have girlfriends or whatever
right.
it is in every in single
city.
Yeah,
because
you set up shop, and 5 days you're there. For us, it was kind of the same thing. Like, one of the best in the business. Like, I had Mike McDonald take me out one time. Good-looking guy, American kid.
Big star, Sife. He's a huge player.
Single guy.
Michael McDonald, the guy, the singer?
No, Mike Modano.
No, okay. That's Don LaGreca looks like Mike.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
So I said to him, I said, we're at the World Cup. I said, can you take me out? I got to see how this thing works, like how you get this thing going. Because this guy had, like, a plethora. Like, he had, like, 6, 7 gorgeous women. Whenever he wanted to go on vacation, he'd call him. So let me see how this thing works. Takes me out. We're sitting around. Sits in the corner, drinks a beer, doesn't say a word the entire night. Not a word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? He's supposed to be showing me how this thing works. An hour into it, the best looking woman in the whole place just walks up to him out of nowhere. Hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. Hi, Mike Modano. Turn around. He's gone. Instantly. Like, that's just what he would do. He'd sit down, not say a word, play hard to get, and it would be gone.
All right,
that's
perfect time. Like, you're being called. You're being called to go back to your radio show.
We have a real show. This is a real job.
All right.
I guess.
Thanks, buddy.
Hold on. So now, periodically, as life goes on, I just want random Rick DiPietro walk-ins on Juan Epstein. Thanks, nice Rick.
Thank you, Peter.
Nice guy.
He is. He is a nice guy. He's a good-looking hockey player. Did well for himself. I wish my beard filled in that even. I am such a mess. My beard is so repug.
Yeah, we're a mess. We're a mess.
You too, right?
I'll be honest with you, though.
Talk to me. What? Were you about to derail on me before you walked in?
No.
About the scheduling? Or do we...
No, yeah, you just give me a lot of shit, man. I'm trying to get it out here.
But you're, I know.
I don't have a job.
I know. I
gotta take every little piece I could get.
You don't have.
You gotta remember, I got a 1-year-old, yo.
And you don't have a job. You don't have a dad.
I don't have a dad.
I mean, what do you have?
I just got the ability to rock a crowd in on a stage.
I want to tell you something bluntly, though, that I think about you, and that I don't think I've said point blank to you on Juan Epstein.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what you're going to say. Maybe you'll agree. Maybe you'll disagree.
Well, you're fat.
No. Oh. No, that I already got that. Hey, thanks, Q. I believe you are too disjointed with what you want to do.
Oh, okay.
I really do. And I've thought that for a while. I've tried to hint it before. I was like, oh, but I thought you were going to do this. And you're like, no, I want to do DJing again. And I'm like, well, I thought your number one priority was improv. And you're like, no, but I got to rock the crowd.
Yeah.
And you could tell me to fuck myself and mind my business.
No, that's fine. It's your opinion.
But I believe that you could make a shit ton of money in either. But I think a hierarchy of importance is important. Okay. Of like, this is what the fuck I'm known for.
Right.
Especially because before it was set for you. You were already confused back then, but the radio station made it, that's your number one, you were a hip-hop guy.
Why do you have to have a number one?
I just think in terms of branding yourself and getting people to think of you for something, mental focus. Like, this is what I'm going for. Like, I always said about my career, I always wanted to be on Hot 97, but always directly, that was my plan. So I got there.
Yeah.
What's your direct plan? Like, where are you going? Because if it's halfway is I want to rock crowds all around the world, and the other one is I want to have an improv TV show, those things are vastly different paths, potentially. You might be able to do one and the other, but the path that you're going to choose, otherwise you're going to hover in this middle area of like, I kind of want to be there, I kind of want to be there.
What if my goal is to be in the middle?
Well, then...
Then I'm succeeding.
Well, then, then you're succeeding. No, no. What if your goal is to be sort of not never have a ton of money, but hover in the middle and get to occasionally do both?
Yeah.
Then perfect. Easy.
Yeah.
But I think if you want to absolutely hit like the pinnacle at one, I think you have to do one. Although I'm finding myself getting closer to having two things now, too. But that came, was handed to me after I was all in one.
Yeah.
All one.
Yeah, and I don't like being locked into one thing, though.
So, okay, so where do you feel right now your heart is more? Because I feel like there's been a shift.
I don't divide it like that.
But are you as focused on comedy and improv as you were a year ago?
Like, here's the thing. Like, my comedy stuff is, like, rolling, right? It's rolling. And then I pitched all my TV stuff. I have my partners in place. It's at the lawyer's office. It's at heads of networks. So what can I do? What more can I do right now to push it more? I'm waiting. So why can't I go DJ while I'm waiting?
Okay. But that's TV and DJing, which I think is fine. But yeah. Then where do you fit in your improv show and your comedy and
the
your
TV
stand-up comedy?
Is,
oh, because the TV is improv.
Yeah.
And then where does the stand-up play in?
Stand-up is just there. Like, my goal. Okay, here's my goal. This is my goal.
All right, here we go. Making progress.
Here's my goal. I want to get a TV show or on a TV show.
Okay.
And from that popularity, go on a road touring.
Where you DJ and do comedy.
Yeah, I tour an improv show or doing stand-up. And then I DJ at night.
After the gig?
Yeah.
You do both. Make double money. And you don't drink anyway, so the after party for you is DJing.
The money is always a goal, but it's not the main thing. Like, I want to be happy.
We both know that's
traveling.
Not...
Traveling is a main goal of mine.
To always travel.
I love traveling. Love it. I don't ever want to be super famous. I want people to see me and be like, oh, that's the guy from...
You've told me that. You always are big on that.
Yeah, so I'm great.
Why? Because then you don't have to talk to people all the time.
Yeah, and you can live your life.
And you can still live normally.
I like going out of town. I like to do tourist shit. I like to go gather music, hear new music,
you like to delete,
go to shows.
Delete songs on iTunes.
I love it.
Some of your favorite things. So
I know what you're saying. I know how it looks. But
it looks disjointed at times. Like,
yeah, but that's from a guy... Okay, a long part of my life was trying to copy Funkmaster Flex.
Well, you decided to copy a crazy person.
Yeah. What if I decided that I only wanted to do radio and be on radio for the rest of my life, I would have been set. But that's not what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yes. No, no, that I know, and I think that's correct.
Everything Flex taught me was Flex's plan. And then when I got old, I realized, oh, that's not my plan. That's not what I want to do fully.
Right. That's Flex's plan.
Yeah.
It's funny. Hip Hop Mike just came to me. You know, he's doing overnights now.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it for a while, and he loves doing it. He's really happy. But he recently came to me and was like, you know, it's really great. I hope, you know, whatever happens, it's cool. But, like, he's starting to manage an artist.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to manage an artist, and I want to keep working with you. And that's really where I see things going for me.
Yeah.
Like, he really enjoying doing the radio thing.
Right.
But I think it took him doing it. He started default just being like, I'm going to be like Little Rosenberg.
Right.
And then I think he started doing it. He's like, I don't know if this is really who I am.
Yeah.
It's quite that. Which is great to recognize.
Yeah.
Because especially when you start getting the opportunity to do it. That's what happened to you, right? You're like, I want to do this. Then you get the opportunity. You run with it for so long. And it takes too long before you're like, you know what? This forever is not what I want to do.
No. When we first started, it was a comedy morning show.
Right. And
that's
then
what I wanted to do.
And then it was like, no, just be a pro radio guy and that's it.
And then, but when they said, oh, you got to start doing drama, you got to start talking bad about these artists and barking, I was like, no, that's not what I want to do. I don't like that.
Really? Why? Like that. It's so fun.
I don't like being negative towards artists, towards people I like. And if I don't, and look, I'm a very positive person. Like, your wife was making fun of those people. I look at every group, every artist, every person trying to accomplish a goal. I look at the wins. Hey, you had to switch it up. Hey, at least he's still making money. He's still on the road. He might catch another hit.
Oh, yeah.
You can talk shit about Fat Joe forever. Boom, he drops a hit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I try to look at the good things. Keep going, bro. Keep it up. Keep going to that studio. Keep going to the clubs. You're going to get something. That's how I am.
So in other words.
People are like, oh, this nigga's whack. Why is he? He's trying to keep putting out records. Yeah. You should keep trying to put out
yeah,
records.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't get one.
So, in other words, you want to say on behalf of Nico and Vince to my wife, go fuck yourself.
I tell you, I heard her on the radio, right?
Yeah. You said she was good. She was really flattered by you saying that she was good.
Why was she on there, though?
Sam is a friend of mine, the guy who does that show.
Okay.
If you ever want to go be a guest on the show, by the way, I'm sure he'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Because he has to book a show fucking 5 nights a week. Yeah. So he's been having Alexa come on to, like, you know, talk sports, talk pop culture.
Oh, that makes sense. He's a friend of yours.
Yeah. So he was like, he asked if she wanted to do it because she can come.
He's like, I'm changing the station. It says Alexa Dat. I was like, what?
What was she talking about?
I don't remember.
Wow. That's really nice. I thought you complimented her. You said she was really good.
She was. She sounded good. She sounds confident, strong, good voice. Sounds kind of slightly sexy on the air, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a boner to my wife?
No. I wouldn't do the boner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
It's a little tinkle.
Yo, thank you, man.
A little tickle.
Yo, thank you, man.
It was giggling.
It was giggling in your face. All right, guys. Now, next week, we'll be back with guests.
Hold on. Shut up.
Sorry, we got to wrap.
Let's wrap it up. But, yo, shout out to Monster Energy for always holding me down. I appreciate it. Kendall, what up?
Monster Energy?
Yeah.
You mean the sponsors of Peter Palooza in Washington, D.C. on July 24th?
Hello. Oh, I'm definitely going.
Oh, yeah, you got to go.
I'm definitely going.
Monster Energy. Thank you.
Shout out to everyone at Rock.
And by the way, Monster Energy, congratulations. You just joined an incredible show.
Congratulations.
Major key. You're a major key. You're part of Peter Palooza. By the way, Sife's so late to anything Snapchat related and cares so little that it sounds like a dad kind of jumping in and doing catechisms now. You're like, right? Major key?
Major key alert.
Was that it? You shout out to someone else, too.
Shout out to everyone at Rock. Celebrity Marauders, look out for that. Cardinal Official starting from scratch. Dreddy.
Were you doing a whole fucking movement. Shout out thing now?
Shout out to the Movement.
The Movement's still moving?
The Movement's always moving.
The Movement looks like it's moving on a different TV show by itself. Like there's
it definitely took a TV left.
One part of the Movement's moving, one place, one moving another. Well, they're moving.
It's moving.
That's a movement. All right, well, shout out to you guys. I love you all. I'm getting a jukebox soon, so I'm very excited. I'm moments away from getting this jukebox. Apartment's almost done. It's going to be so... you of all people, how will you not appreciate that?
Jukebox.
No, you're a fan of old, dumb equipment you can't even use.
Yeah.
I'm getting something that's about 45s that I can play music with in my house. That's tight.
I'm not a fan of jukeboxes.
No, go fuck yourself. See you guys later.